The first thing that I want to look at in this song is the introduction. I'm going to play it for you first, and then I'll go back and explain it to you. To start this off, I'm on the first string, 3rd fret with my 1st finger, and then I go to the 5th fret with my 3rd finger, and then I'm going to jump to this chord. What I'm doing there is I have my 1st finger on the 4th string, 5th fret, my 3rd finger is on the 3rd string, 7th fret, and then finally my 4th finger is on the 1st string, 7th fret. I'm going to pluck just the 4th, 3rd, and 1st strings together. And then I'll hit the 1st string again by itself. Then my next chord is basically a B7. The way that I'm playing this is I'm barring my 1st finger across the bottom 4 strings on the 4th fret, and I'm going to let my 3rd or 2nd finger, either one, pick up the 1st string, 5th fret. Pluck those 4 strings together. While keeping the bar in place, stretch out your 4th finger and give me the 7th fret, and then take it off and give me that 1st string, 5th fret again. So that B7 chord will sound like this. Then we're ready for our next chord. This is basically an E minor. What's neat about this particular E minor, though, is we're going to have just one finger being used, and that will be your 3rd finger on the 1st string, 3rd fret. Hold that down while hitting the 6th string with it together, and then your 3rd string will be hit next, then the 2nd string, and then the 1st string again. And then from here we go to a C chord, which is our 3rd finger on the 5th string, 3rd fret, our 2nd finger on the 4th string, 2nd fret, 1st finger will be on the 2nd string, 1st fret, and I want to add my little finger to the 1st string, 3rd fret, and what you'll do is play the bottom 3 strings with the 5th string together. And then we're going to do this little note here. What we're doing there is we're hitting that 4th string with the 2nd finger down on it on the 2nd fret, and then go to the 1st fret with your 1st finger. So this measure here, starting with that C chord, will sound like this. Then from here, we're going to hit the 4th string open, followed by the 3rd string open, and then we're going to play the bottom 2 strings of a G chord there. To do this, just put your 3rd finger on the 1st string, 3rd fret, and pluck the bottom 2 strings. So this measure is, and the only thing that's missing is one more note, the 3rd string open. Then we're ready for our next chord and our next phrase, which is this. And to do this, I'm barring the bottom 3 strings with my 1st finger on the 2nd fret. I'm letting my 2nd finger pick up the 2nd string, 3rd fret, and then my 3rd finger is picking up the 4th string, 4th fret. And what I'll do is I'll pinch the 4th string, then the 3rd string, and then I'll pinch the bottom 2 strings together twice. Okay, then pull everything off and hit the 3rd string open, then the 4th string open. Then go and grab the 2nd string 3rd fret with your 1st finger and the 4th string 4th fret with your 2nd finger. Hit those two together, then hit the 3rd string open while keeping those fingers down. Slide those two fingers down 2 frets, so the 1st finger is now on the 1st fret and the 2nd finger is on the 2nd fret of the 4th string. Pluck those two strings together and then hit the 3rd string open again. So this little measure here sounds like. And then after that, I want to have the 2nd string open while your 3rd finger holds down the 6th string 3rd fret. Hit those two together. And then you hit the 4th string by itself. And this will lead us into the verse. Let me play this intro for you one more time.